Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by investor, speaker, and award-winning author, Natalie Torres Haddad. Natalie will share the tips and tricks of money management, as well as the story of self-made millionaires who have attained financial freedom.
Hi, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres Haddad, aka Financially Savvy Latina. This is a podcast with interviews of self-made millionaires, their tips, their tricks, and their tribulations. However, this episode, we wanted to make it a little different, special, since the holiday is just around the corner. 3-day weekend, that usually means getting away, having a little fun, vacation, or for some is staying home and relaxing and enjoying a long weekend. Well, take advantage of that time. For a lot of people, if you are going to be on the road, take advantage of listening to podcasts, get yourself a little educated. We always say at least 20 minutes a day, and enjoying something that can not only educate you, but also make you some more money. So I wanted to dedicate this podcast to actually be able to reference you to other podcasts, movies, and resources, books that other millionaires on our show have also recommended, have read, and really just see that it could be a real helpful for a person that's looking for where they can start and getting a little more information and doing it in a fun way. And since you have a 3-day weekend coming up, you might as well take advantage of it. Spring is almost over and summer is here, so best thing to do is to make sure you also get rid of some of that spring cleaning that I'll talk about you 5 little tips that can help you along your way as well. But some of my favorite podcasts, I listen to many of them, as most of you that probably listen to podcasts, and I like to listen to ones that just kind of make it fun for, you know, when you're listening on the go, whether it's washing dishes or driving somewhere. And especially if you have a long commute, there's just so many out there, you know, typing in what it is that you like. And when it comes to money, there's some really fun ones that I highly recommend that are not just the informational, but I think it's just a good way to kind of start your day when you just want a little more information to up your financially savviness. So one of my favorite ones that actually I got hooked on, one of the first ones, was Death, Sex, and Money. Just the title alone, you just know what the concepts will be. And the host is just amazing. She had one with Alec Baldwin, who's obviously a very well-known actor, and he's just funny too. So I learned a lot about the way he manages his money, just the way his life has been. So it's pretty cool. I highly recommend that one. It's called Death, Sex, and Money. Another one that I've been listening to now for over a year, Her Money Matters by Jen Hemphill, who's a dear friend of mine as well. And just kind of fun, especially if you're a woman and looking for just those answers that you seem to be asking all the time. And maybe amongst women, it's really difficult to have that conversation. Her podcast is just dedicated to women, which I love. And for those that are listening that are not women and just want to get more information and in a funny way, and I love the way he does it. It's called Stacking Benjamins with Joe. And he does these little tiny bits here and there on what it is you should be doing with your money. And he has like just interesting people all the time on his show. So I highly recommend Stacking Benjamins. Another one that's a local startup I think is really cool is called Popcorn Finance. Just something fun that you just want to hear it here and there. There's also a lot of movies that have turned their movies into podcasts. One of my favorite movies is a documentary. Most of these documentaries and movies that I recommend, you can find them on Netflix, and you can actually get them from your library too for free. So obviously you might have to take a little bit longer when you're getting it from your library because you might most likely have to request it, but it is available. The first one is actually also a podcast, and it's The Minimalists. These two guys always talk about how they basically made their life completely different by getting rid of the excess stuff and just living literally on the minimal necessities that you need, and are very happy the way they are. And so their podcast is I love, and their documentary is a must, and I always recommend it to everyone in my workshops. Another one's called Maxed Out, just like the credit card sounds, Maxed Out, another great documentary. There's just a couple of documentaries that I think, and movies. These two movies are actually really educational, especially if you're young and maybe you weren't really aware or focused on money at the time when the financial market crashed back in 2008-07. The Big Short, I highly recommend. Obviously, you have some A-list actors like Steve Carell, Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, and the list goes on. But I really enjoyed that movie because they made it not only somewhat humorous, but they really honed down to what was going on. Oh yeah, and Christian Bale, of course, right? What else other great actors can you have? And just kind of let you know what to expect when a big crash is about to happen, since they happen in cycles and these guys were really paying attention to when no one else was. And so it's a really good movie. You can get on Netflix, Redbox, wherever you get your movies from. I highly recommend. And you might have to watch it more than once sometimes, because there is a lot of terms in there that you might not be familiar with, but they made it so much fun. They made it funny that you can really follow along and understand. Say, hey, this is something I should watch out for in case there is another crash anytime soon, right? Another movie is Capitalism, A Love Story. It's actually, that one's in a documentary, so I think that was a good one to watch. Another one is Boom, Bust, Boom. This one incorporates, I don't know how they did it, but they managed to incorporate kind of puppets, cartoons, different images, and obviously had experts, not just PhDs and doctors and one of the best ones in economics, but just breaks it down to how we deal with money, how money came to be, how we came to work, live in a consumerist, not just materialistic, but yeah, just the consumer life base that we live. And it's called Boom, Bust, Boom. And it's funny. I think this is something you can even watch with your kids, especially if you want them to get assimilated and understanding a little bit more how our economy works. And like I said, just bright minds in that one. Another one is Freakonomics. It's also a book that most people know about. And I actually read the book first, because one of my first boss was like reading it. And I was like, that looks like a really interesting book. And so the movie as well is basically the same guys from the book. But they, you know, they give you some really cool examples and just kind of see how the world works in our US system. So a little bit of that. And another podcast I forgot to mention, which I just started recently listening to, is We Study Billionaires. I recommend it because I'm like, hey, I thought just talking to millionaires was a big deal, because I think you have to have a starting point, and most people can't even fathom of just making more than six figures or making $5,000 a month or whatever it is that your money goal might be. And so this was actually pretty cool for those that already passed that, thinking, oh yeah, billion is my goal, whatever it might be. So We Study Billionaires is another really cool podcast I recommend. But you know, get yourself out there listening to and watching videos that are educational and fun. And I know sometimes that can be really difficult, but for those that are my readers out there, which hopefully everyone is as well, because that's one of the best ways to learn. There's some classic books that most people might recommend. And whether you've read it already once, read it again, because chances are the first time you read it, it was maybe a little overwhelming, or maybe you just felt you didn't really know what to expect. So I wanted to give you some of the top books that not only I've read most of these, but I've been recommended by many people, especially on the podcast, that they say these are the books they really enjoyed. And if you get a chance, listen to the first few podcasts, all of them really, if you can, because it tells you obviously not only the story with each person, but they give you some great resources that they've learned. And there was a few books that I hadn't read, or it's been a long time, that I was like, oh yes, I really need to read that now, because you're in a different state of mind, especially when you start making good money, or just when you start really incorporating new systems. I remember being exposed for the first time hearing the word passive income versus earned income. I was like, what is that? And how do I do that? And you know, the first time reading books that started incorporating that and taking classes really not only changed my mind and the way of thinking, but it's something that I think everyone needs to be exposed to. And now looking back at certain books, I'm like, oh, I didn't catch it the first time. So, anyways, I digress sometimes, but here, let me give you some of the reads, the must reads this spring break or this upcoming holiday for you in summer. Just get some good summer reading in. The first one is that typical one that you hear, and I think I really liked it. It was an eye opener for me in college, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. A definitely good read. And if you don't have time, you can get the audiobooks. Most books are available in audio now, so it's almost like no excuse, especially if you're in a big commuter city like Los Angeles. Take advantage and learn something new. The next one is Richest Man in Babylon by George Samuel Klassen. That's a great book, The Richest Man in Babylon. That really taught me a lot about saving and how we accumulate our money and our wealth. The next one is The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley. I think I recommend this book mostly to anyone that's just starting out for many reasons, but I think reading The Millionaire Next Door has, now that I think about it, has a lot to do why I even wanted to do a podcast like this, is because I was being exposed by other people that are doing well, and other people, guess what? They know more other people and more of it. And it comes like to this circle that you have no idea. And The Millionaire Next Door is a study of not just self-made millionaires in the US, but really their habits, how they live. And chances are they live literally in your neighborhood right next door to you. And I know he's done updates on that one, Millionaire Next Door, but read the original, read the most updated, whatever you want to do. And I think it's one of those books that kind of just puts in perspective. It makes it a little bit more reality. And I think Martha, in one of my podcasts, Martha Grace talked about that being a book that really changed her mindset as well. Another one that I recommend, I even give this book out as a birthday gift, is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I remember hearing the title the first time before I even read it, and I go, Think and Grow Rich, what's that really about? Is it, you know, those affirmations or mumbo jumbo or something I just didn't really believe in? And Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, if you can get the original, even better, because they've managed to downsize it and make it more friendly and quick, but the original is really the best. And read it with pencils and pen. Whenever you are reading, read with the highlighter, make notes. I have notebooks on the side of my books when I read because I get ideas as I'm reading too. So take advantage of that. But that's definitely one of those books that can change your entire mindset and kickstart where it is that you want to be financially and really in abundance more than anything. The next one is by Dale Carnegie, which most people know. I first heard this in college, and it was How to Win Friends and Influence People. So just the title alone lets you know, okay, it's going to teach me how to talk to people better. If you're in sales, you're in customer service, really in any business or anything that you do, you have to deal with people, whether it's your colleagues or clients. And this book really just allowed me to really understand, oh yes, this is exactly how I love being talked to and how I can learn to be a better speaker, better listener. But just overall, actually really great read too. And not that long of a read too. Another one for those Instagram social media people. And so I've been giving this book out as a birthday gifts too, because it's a fun, quick read. Capturing Your Style by Amy Song. If you follow her on Instagram too, obviously you see that she has millions of followers. But I just love the way she authentically talks about posting your pictures and making it your own and not making it so commercialized and sales pitchy or whatever you want to call it. So it's a really good book to read and a fast one. The other one by Tim Ferriss is The 4-Hour Workweek. The 4-Hour Workweek, I read it, I think my first or second year right out of college. And it really changed my mindset. Even when I would go to meetings at work, and for those of you who are like really big in corporate America, meetings, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes there's a meeting every day, or, you know, twice a day, that, and half of the time you're thinking these meetings can be cut down to maybe once a month or once a quarter, whatever it might be. It's a time waster. And so in his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, he really does start talking about not only the time wasters, but where you can really become more focused and cut and actually function a business or your work and cut it down to a few hours. And because of this book, I remember reading it, and now that I do remember, it was the first year, second year in college, I negotiated working a few hours less at my job at the time, still getting paid well. It was just, I said, hey, you know what? I can be more effective doing this. And during those hours that I decided to cut back on, I decided to pursue my master's. And that was a real cool change, because obviously it helped me in so many other different ways. But it's kind of cool to really be able to pick apart and see what is it that we're doing that are time wasters. And the 4-Hour Workweek will definitely let you know that. Another one is The Laptop Millionaire by Mark. I cannot remember his last name. I think it's Anastasi. But The Laptop Millionaire is one that just gives you different ideas in case you're thinking about starting an online company. I'm so excited. I'm going to be working with an amazing team to update my website, because my website is like the worst. It was just kind of something put together, and people know that, but I'm okay with it because I was lucky enough to get jobs before I really designed a website. And so having The Laptop Millionaire is a really cool book that allows you and gives you different ideas. So maybe you don't want to be a blogger, but maybe you want to do a podcast, or maybe you want to design websites, or maybe you want to do something along the lines on your laptop and work from anywhere. And that's a really good book. Highly recommend. Blog Inc., Blogging for Your Passion, is another cool one. But there's just so many books out there that really do give you some different ideas in case you're wondering, what can I do with my time, or have a side hustle, or whatever you want to call it. And one of the recent books I read a couple years ago was by Harry Dent, and it was called The Greatest Sale of a Lifetime. I thought it was not only a really good read, but it's talking about what we call as another crash or another, not necessarily a bullish market. It's really a bear market where people are getting nervous and, you know, interest rates are going up. And kind of how that affects every market, not just the real estate market or the stock market, but he talks about the prediction that he saw coming in 2017 up until 2022. So everyone always says it's a great time to buy or it's a great time to be investing. So I think this is a really cool book because he's been studying decades of cycles and a market within the U.S. and so how the outside countries also affect our market as well. So if you're interested in that type of read, The Greatest Sale of a Lifetime was one that I really enjoyed. And I've actually been telling people to read as well. There's just so many books. And what I wanted to dedicate this particular podcast is to be able to give some of that information. Also, before wrapping it up, I'd love to give more questions from you as well. I enjoy asking questions during those interviews, and my interviewees tell me, oh yeah, these are very thoughtful questions that kind of not your same questions you could hear in every podcast. But if there's this particular question that you want to ask them, maybe it's kind of like, how do you get to, you know, just getting paid well and then maybe a six figure and how eventually made that leap to becoming a millionaire? Send us your questions. Email me at financiallysavvylatina@gmail.com. And any other book resources, we'd be happy to email you my entire list. I just gave you at least 10 different books and different podcasts to listen to. I can recommend so many more, but I want you to take time for yourself. Take time, maybe 20 minutes out of your day to learn something new and make it fun for yourself. And I talk about that in my TED Talk where we need to do that for ourselves. As kids, we are told, hey, if you want to learn a new language, take the time and practice daily, whether it's just 20 minutes so you don't hate the language. Same thing goes when you're learning about money, financial literacy. Take 20 minutes out of your time daily. And so with this coming weekend holiday, take advantage of saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch this documentary or watch this movie with my significant other or my family or whatever, or just by yourself and just allow yourself to be open to new ideas, and possibly new income can be brought to you, new types of ideas that you maybe thought were not reachable. And I like to give a nice little shout out to the Mujerista. I met them during the Hispanicize event, and they had just published my spring tips, the 5 tips to do for spring as far as decluttering the extra paperwork that I know we all fall trapped to before the summer hits to getting your finances in order. So I highly recommend you check out my article on their site. And yeah, any questions you have, feel free to give us a contact and stay tuned for the following Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I have some really great guests talking about their struggles and how they came to be self-made millionaires, but just enjoying the process along with that. And stay tuned for more tips, more resources, and more than anything, enjoying 20 minutes out of your day to become a little bit more financially savvy. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, holiday, Memorial weekend.
If you like these episodes of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest updates on the show or what Natalie's working on, follow her at Financially Savvy Latina on Instagram and Twitter.